看以弗所第一章。
Please turn to the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1.
我们从第三节念到第四节。
We read from verse 3 through 14.
我先用中文念一遍，然后请我的弟兄用英文念一遍。
I'll read once in Chinese, and my brother will read once in English.
以弗所第一章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，救神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵，又因爱我们就按着自己旨意所喜悦预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是在他在爱子里所赐给我们的，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明匆匆足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，我们也在他里面得了基业。这愿是那位随己意行着万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得不称赞。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们的基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，是他的荣耀得着称赞。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the world's foundation, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love.Having marked us out beforehand for adoption through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has taken us into favor in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of offenses, according to the riches of his grace, which he has caused to abound towards us in all wisdom and intelligence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself.For the administration of the fullness of time, to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things upon the earth. In him, in whom we have also obtained an inheritance, being marked out beforehand, according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who have been pre-trusted in the Christ, in whom ye also have trusted.Having heard the word of the truth, the glad tidings of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, ye have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the earnest of our inheritance to the redemption of the acquired possession of the praise of his, to the praise of his glory.
请我们特别注意第九节。
Let's pay particular attention to verse 9.
在中文里说，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
In Chinese, it says that it's according to the good will of his predestined will, so that we know the mystery of his will.
这些圣经根据这个达维的翻译。
In this particular verse, according to Darby's translation,
都是照他在自己里面。所预定的美意，叫我们知道这他旨意的奥秘。
It says, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself.
在他自己里面所预定的美意。
Which he purposed in himself.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主啊，我们实在感谢赞美你，我们可以奉着你的名在这里聚会。
Lord, we truly thank and praise you that we can gather here in your name.
我们感谢赞美你，因为我们已经读了你的话。
We praise and thank you that we have already read your words.
我们仰望你自己的圣灵，打开你的话语。
We look to your own Holy Spirit to open your words.
叫我们真实能看见你话语的奥秘。
So that we can truly see the mystery of your word.
叫我们能被吸引进入你自己的旨意里。
And we can be drawn into your own will.
叫你自己的荣耀能得到称赞。
That your glory can be praised.
我们恭敬把这个时间放在你的手中。
We entrust this time to your hand.
我们仰望你自己的灵，在这个时候充满我们。
We look to your own spirit to fill us at this moment.
叫无论是讲的、翻译的、听的。
So that no matter the speaker, the translator, and the hearer,
都被你的膏油所涂抹。
We are all anointed with your Holy Spirit.
使你的旨意得到成行。
So that your will can prevail.
我们这样的祷告。是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主给我们这一次让大家聚集在主的面前。
We thank the Lord that He gives us this time together before Him.
我们在早晨要交通的题目就是神那永远的旨意。
The subject of our sharing in the morning is God's eternal purpose.
我们都知道在保罗所写的书信的里面
We all know that in the epistles written by Paul
有两本的书信都是特别讲到神那永远的旨意
Two letters speak specifically to the eternal purpose of God
这两卷的书可以说在真理的启示上是达到最高峰
These two books are the high water mark of the revelation of his truth
Not just the Galatians and Ephesians.
That's the Colossians and the Ephesians.
虽然哥罗西和以弗所他的观点稍微有一点的不同
although the viewpoints of these two books are slightly different.
但是他的题目都是一个
But the theme are one.
他的题目就是神那永远的旨意
And the theme is the eternal purpose of God.
哥罗西特别看见在那神永远的旨意里面基督怎样做元首
Colossians tells us that in the eternal purpose of God how Christ is the head
以弗所特别给我们看见在神永远的旨意里面教会怎样做基督的身体
And Ephesians particularly tell us in the eternal purpose of God how church should be the body of Christ
但是这两卷的书都是摸到神那永远的旨意
But both books have touchedThe eternal purpose of God.
我们如果把以弗所和罗马书来比较一下
If we compare the book of Ephesians to the letter to the Romans,
我们知道罗马书是从人的光景说到神的旨意
We know that in Romans, it starts with the condition of man, then it goes toward the will of God.
以弗所是从神的旨意来摸到人蒙恩的情形
The book of Ephesians starts from the will of God and then goes to the way men receive grace.
普通说来，罗马书是比较容易明白。
Usually, the book of Romans is easier to understand.
因为它是以人的立场来出发的。
Because it starts from the standpoint of a man.
以弗所就比较难一点。
Ephesians.Is a little more difficult.
因为它是从神的立场来出发的。
Because it starts from the viewpoint of God.
我们知道我们人常常都以自己为中心的。
We know that men are usually self-centered.
所以我们读罗马书就比较容易领会。
So it's easier for us to understand the book of Romans.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
我们都知道我们人不是中心。
But we all know that man is not the center.
我们知道神才是中心。
We know that God is the center.
神的旨意是一切的开始。
The will of God is the beginning of all things.
也是一切的经过。
And it is the process of all things.
也是一切的归期。
And it is the consummation of all things.
但是呢，我们人总是认为我们自己乃是中心。
But men always think that we are the center.
甚至于神也是围绕着我们的。
Even we think that God is surrounding us.
如果今天我们不明白神那永远的旨意
，Today if we do not understand the eternal purpose of God，
自然而然我们就以自己为中心。
Naturally we will think ourselves to be center.
我们一切都是集中在我们自己的身上。
Then everything will center upon ourselves.
这样的话，我们就很可能落在今天所谓的人道主义里面。
In this way, we can easily fall into the trap of humanism.
我们知道人道主义就是以我们的人为中心。
We know that humanism is man-centered.
高举我们人
，man is exalted，
甚至于否认了神的地位
，and even denying the position of God，
这一个完全是违背了神的旨意
，and this violates the will of God。
或者我们如果以自己为中心的话
，now if we are self-centered，
我们不是高待自己
，and if we do notexalt ourselves，
我们就落到另外一种的光景里面。
We fall into a different condition。
我们认为我们人不过是宇宙中的一个玩物，一个就 plaything， 一个 toy。
And we think that man is nothing but a toy in the universe。
因此，我们对于自己就失去了那个尊重。
And then we will lose。The honor that actually should belong to ourselves.
我们人生就感觉也没有什么意义，也没有什么目的。
Then we think that our life has no meaning and no purpose.
这样我们不但是亏欠了神的荣耀。
In this way, not only we come short of the glory of God,
并且我们自己也失去了神创造我们的目的。
And we also have lost that purpose with which God has created us.
所以我们知道明白神的旨意。是非常的重要。
So we know that it is extremely important to understand the will of God.
如果我们能明白神那永远的旨意
，If we can truly understand the eternal purpose of God,
这就能拯救我们脱离我们这一个世界。
Then we can be saved out of ourselves.
我想在我们属灵的经历上面
，I think in our own spiritual experience,
最大的拦阻乃是我们的自己。
The biggest hindrance is ourselves.
不管是我们这一个犯罪作恶的自己
，No matter whether it's my sinful self，
或者是那一个所谓肉体里面的良善的自己
，Or it's the self which has the goodness in flesh。
但是总是我们这一个自己
，No matter what， it is self。
这一个在属灵的环境里面是一个最大的拦阻。
And this is the major hindrance to our spiritual growth。
什么能拯救我们脱离我们自己为中心呢
？What can save us out of our self-centeredness？
只有能明白神那永远的旨意。
Only if we can know the eternal purpose of God。
如果我们看见了神那永远的旨意
，If we can truly see the eternal purpose of God，
我们就能在那个旨意的里面找到我们该有的地位。
Then we can see the position which we should have in His will。
也不是一起。
It is not all，
也不是没有。
It is not nothing，
我们能找到我们在神旨意里面那个地位。
And we can find our right position in the purpose of God，
叫我们真正能与我们的主能联合。
So that we can truly be one with our Lord。
所以我们知道，要明白神那永远的旨意实在是非常重要。
So we know it is extremely important to understand the eternal purpose of God。
我们可以这样说。
We can put it this way。
这是我们属灵长进的一个秘诀。
And this is the secret, a secret to our spiritual growth。
我们怎样从在基督里的婴孩能长大成人，满有基督的身量
？And how can we grow from a baby in Christ to a mature man with his stature？
这一个就是在于我们。明白不明白神那永远的旨意
？This has to do with whether we can understand the eternal purpose of God.
我们知道神那永远的旨意是控制了一切神的作为。
We know that the eternal purpose of God has a controlling effect on all things he has done.
所有神所做的事都是根据他那永远的旨意。
All that God has done is according to his eternal purpose.
虽然我们知道神的旨意有许多。
We know that God has many specific purposes.
比方说我们蒙恩得救的时候。
For example, after we are saved.
恐怕第一件事情我们要问的就是说这件事是不是神的旨意。
Maybe the first thing we will ask is whether this particular matter is in the will of God.
我们没有信主的时候，我们根本不管神的旨意。
Before we are saved, we pay no attention to the will of God.
但是我们信主之后，自然而然在我们里面就开始要问了。
But after we are saved, very naturally in us, we start to ask the question.
比方说，我要做一件事。
For example, I'm going to do something.
自然而然我们就要问说，那这件事是不是神的旨意呢？
Then naturally, I will ask whether this particular matter is in the will of God.
或者说我要到某一个地方去。
Or I'm going somewhere.
我也要问说，究竟是不是神的旨意要我去呢？
And I would ask whether this is the will of God for me to go there.
或者我要去定一件事情。
Or when I'm about to decide something.
我也问说，这个是不是神的旨意？
And I ask, is this the will of God?
当然，我觉得一个基督徒问这些的问题是最自然的。
And of course, this is very natural for a Christian to ask those questions.
也是最合理的。
And this is also very reasonable.
如果我们不问这个问题，我们真的是有祸了。
And if we do not ask those questions, we are in trouble.
我们应当问这一个那一个是不是神的旨意。
And we should indeed ask whether this or that is the will of God.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我们知道虽然在表面上神的旨意好像是包罗万有的。
We know that although on surface it seems the will of God encompasses all things.
但是实际说来，
But in reality,
圣经告诉我们说神有一个那永远的旨意。
But the Bible tells us God has one that eternal purpose.
我们的神不是有许许多多的旨意。
Our God does not have many different, many wills.
神在他自己的里面是定了一个旨意。
God has destined in himself only one purpose.
而那个旨意就统治了许许多多零零碎碎的旨意。
And that one particular purpose controls all the specific purposes.
如果我们没有摸着神那一个旨意的话，
If we have not touched that particular purpose,
我们对神零零碎碎的那些的旨意就不大容易领会。
Then it is not easy for us to understand the specific purposes of God.
所以我们看见许多弟兄姊妹都喜欢问。
So we oftentimes brothers and sisters would ask.
你无论到哪里去，都碰到弟兄姊妹来问这个问题。
And many places brothers and sisters would ask that question.
弟兄，你看这件事情是不是神的旨意？
I said, brother, do you see? What do you think about this thing? Is this according to the will of God?
请你告诉我，我就可以照着做。
Please tell me so that I can follow.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
如果我们能摸着神那永远的旨意。
But if we can touch the eternal purpose of God,
这些零零碎碎的旨意就比较容易明白。
These specific purposes are easier to understand.
在罗马第十二章第二节里面，
In the 12th chapter of Romans, verse 2,
那里告诉我们说，
It tells us,
你要查验何为神那善良成全可喜悦的旨意。
But you have to prove what is the good, acceptable and pure purpose will of God.
那里的那个旨意啊，在原文里头是单数的。
The will mentioned there in the original language is singular.
如果我们把我们自己奉献给主，
If we have committed ourselves to the Lord,
把我们的身体献上当作活祭，
That we offer our bodies a living sacrifice,
这个是圣洁的，
And this is holy,
这是神所喜悦的，
Acceptable to God,
我们这样做是理所当然的，
And which is our intelligent service.
当我们这样把自己献给主的时候，
If we offer ourselves to God this way,
我们的心思就更新而变化，
Our mind will be transformed and renewed,
叫我们能查验 何为神善良成全可喜悦的旨意。
That we may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这一个旨意，我再说是单数的。
Let me emphasize that will is singular.
这一个就是圣经所说的神那永远的旨意。
This singular will is what is said in the Bible, the eternal purpose of God.
这一个旨意就是神在创世之前所预定的。
And this particular will is what has been predestined by God before the creation of the world.
这一个旨意就是神在他自己的里面所预定的美意。
And this will is what God has purposed in himself.
因为我们的神是良善的
，because our God is good，
所以他那个旨意也是良善
，so His will is good，
因为我们的神是成全的
，because our God is pure and good，
所以他那个旨意也是成全的
，so His purpose is perfect，
因为我们的神是可喜悦的
，and our God is acceptable。
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你觉得不觉得我们的神是可喜悦的呢
？So I don't know, brothers and sisters, whether you think our God is pleasant and acceptable。
恐怕有的时候，我们感觉我们的神好像有一点不大可喜悦。
Sometimes we may think that our God is not that pleasant and acceptable.
这是因为你不认识他。
That's because you do not know him.
你如果认识他的话，我们的神是可喜悦的。
If you know your God, then our God is truly acceptable.
所以他的旨意也是可喜悦的。
So his will is also acceptable.
没有一个旨意更可喜悦，变了比神那个永远的旨意。
There's no other will that is more perfect than the eternal purpose of God.
如果你真正能知道那个旨意的话
，If you can truly know that will,
那你实在就是说这个旨意是最可喜悦的。
Then you know that that will is the most acceptable.
它会在你的里面引起一个敬拜的心。
And it will draw from you the heart of worship.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
总而言之就是这么说。
And we should summarize it this way.
很多的时候，我们认为神那永远的旨意好像太玄妙了。
And oftentimes we think the eternal purpose of God is so far away.
因为它是一个奥秘吗
？Because it is a mystery.
我们想到奥秘，恐怕我们的感觉就是说玄妙啊，不可触摸。
So when we think about this word mystery, we think that this is mysterious that we cannot touch.
所以，最好不要去摸它。
So the better is not to touch it.
你摸它的话，恐怕你也不能明白多少。
Now if you try to touch it, maybe you cannot understand it.
如果你摸它太深，恐怕你也会做迷的。
And if you touch it too much, you will be overwhelmed.
所以我们对于神那永远的旨意，好像远而近之。
So when we think about the eternal purpose of God, we like to keep a distance.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters，
我们要看见说，明白神那永远的旨意对我们有极深的关系。
But we have to know that to know the eternal purpose of God has personal relations with us。
我们如果要认识神，必须要认识神那永远的旨意。
If we want to know God, we have to know His eternal purpose。
我们如果要认识我们自己，我们必须要认识神那永远的旨意。
If we want to know ourselves, we have to know the eternal purpose of God.
我们如果盼望能被拯救，脱离我们的自己，我们必须明白神那永远的旨意。
If we hope to be saved from ourselves, we have to understand the eternal purpose of God.
我们如果盼望在属灵的分量上能长大的话，我们必须要明白神那永远的旨意。
If we hope to grow in our spiritual stature,We have to know the eternal purpose of God.
这个神永远的旨意不但与神发生极大的关系。
The eternal purpose of God not only has great to do with God Himself,
也与我们发生紧密的关系。
And it has a very close relationship with ourselves.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹先要在我们的态度里面稍微改正一下。
So dear brothers and sisters, I hope that we can first have some change in our attitude.
盼望弟兄姊妹不要成一个意念。
We hope that brothers and sisters, we do not have this mind.
以为说神永远的旨意乃是可望不可及的东西。
That the eternal purpose of God is something that we can see from far away, but we cannot touch. We have to change our attitude. We should have an attitude that we should pursue, that we should understand the eternal purpose of God. In the first chapter of Ephesians, there are four steps concerning the eternal purpose of God. The first is the will of God. The second is His plan. The third is His way. The fourth is His realization. Our God is a living God. So our God has His own will. You know, if it is a lifeless thing, if this is not living, then it has not will. But if you are living, if you have life, then you have a will. Our God is a living God. So He has His will. And that will is predestined before the creation of the world. Before the universe was created by God. God has destined this will in Himself. And this will He has predestined according to His own pleasure. We do not know why God has predestined this will. But we know only one thing. And that will that He has predestined according to His own pleasure. And it's not according to our pleasure. Because at that time, we did not exist. And He has predestined according to His own good pleasure.
你知道弟兄姊妹, 我们能认识神的喜悦, 乃是一件最蒙福的事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, we know that if we can know the pleasure of God, and that is the most blessed thing.
举不说我们常常问这个问题,
often we ask that question.
神为什么这样做呢?
Why does God do it this way?
神为什么那样定规呢?
Why does God do it the other way?
我们不明白。
We do not understand.
我们有的时候不合作。
And sometimes we do not want to cooperate.
有的时候我们发怨言。
And sometimes we murmur.
有的时候我们反抗。
And sometimes we rebel.
但是如果我们真能看见一件事,
but if we can truly see one thing,
我们的神他是谁?
Our God is God.
他有他所喜悦的,
He has His own good pleasure.
他的喜悦乃是超过一切的,
His good pleasure surpasses all things.
如果他这样喜欢的话,
if He likes it this way,
愿他的旨意成就,
may His will be accomplished.
如果我们能有这样的态度的话,
if we have such attitude,
我们就能走前面的道路,
and then we can walk the path ahead.
你记得在马太第十一章里面,
you remember in Matthew chapter 11,
我们的主在地上他在哪里工作,
when our Lord was working on the world,
他在哥拉新, 在巴塞达,
Bethesda,
Colossians,
Chorusing.
同时他又在, 这个, 加布农,
Capernaum.
他在那里做了许多的事情,
and he worked many things.
做了许多的话,
and he said many things.
但是这些城市的人,
but the people in those cities,
他们拒绝我们的主,
they refused the Lord.
他们不接受他的话语,
they did not accept what he said.
他们看见了他行的神迹奇事, 但是无动于衷,
and they were not moved even when they saw the wonders that he did.
当我们的主碰到这样光景的时候,
when our Lord came to this situation,
恐怕如果是我们的话,
if it's us,
我们立刻就要发问号了。
Then we would question.
我这样的辛辛苦苦。
And I worked so hard.
我这样的拼到我的自己。
I poured out myself.
你们这般的人实在是无知。
That you are truly ignorant.
你们实在是刚硬。
That you are truly stubborn.
不但对人要发怨言。
Not only you murmur against men.
对神也发怨言。
You murmur against God.
神为什么应许这样的事情发
生？ God, why do you allow these things to happen?
你为什么不祝福你自己的工作？
Why don't you bless your own work?
你差我来就是来做工。
You send me here to do this work.
但是为什么原因这个工作就是这样？
But why the work turn out this way?
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
当我们的主在这样的环境里的时候。
When our Lord was in such situation,
可以说没有解说。
It seems that he didn't explain anything.
你不能解说这种的光景。
And this kind of condition cannot be explained.
但是他有一个解说。
But our Lord has one explanation.
他抬起头来说：“父啊，我感谢你。”
He raised his head and said, "Father, I thank you."
因为你的美意本是如此。
For this is your good will.
这个就是你所喜欢的。
And this is your pleasure.
如果这是你所喜欢的，我也喜欢。
If this is your pleasure, I'd like it too.
如果是你所喜欢的。
If this is your pleasure.
不管这件事情是如何。
No matter how this matter turns out.
我甘心乐意地接受。
I willingly accept it.
所以我们看见主在那个时候还能敬拜神。
So our Lord, even in that condition, He can worship God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果今天我们能看见神的喜悦。
If today we can see the true pleasure of God.
他是神。
He is God.
他有他的喜悦。
And He has His own pleasure.
如果他喜悦的话。
If this is His pleasure.
不管我怎么感觉。
No matter how I feel.
我也欢喜。
I have to be happy.
这样我就能敬拜他。
Then I can worship him.
你知道神今天的地方就是寻找敬拜的人。
You know that today God is looking for worshippers on the earth.
我们怎样能做一个敬拜的人？
How can we be worshippers?
我们需要看见神的喜悦。
We need to see his good pleasure.
他根据他的喜悦就定规了每个事。
He has predestined his will according to his pleasure.
所以我们今天要起来。欢欢喜喜地接受那永远的喜悦。
So today we have to rise up to receive that eternal purpose with joy.
我们的神不但有他的旨意。
Our God not only has His own will.
他也有他的计划。
And He also has His plan.
在我们中文圣经里头，这个翻译的上面呢，就不大清楚。
It is not too clear in the Chinese translation.
这个在十一句里头。
In verse 11.
这里说我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
Says, in whom we have also obtained an inheritance, being marked out beforehand according to the purpose of him who works all things, first of all things. In whom we have also obtained an inheritance, being marked out beforehand according to the purpose of him.
这个随己意啊
It says, according to the purpose of him. According to the counsel of his will.
随着他自己的意思。
It says, according to the counsel of his will.
这个随着他自己的意思就是说照着他所计划的。
And that according to his counsel means to according to his plan.
他不但有一个旨意。
Not only he has a will.
他根据这个旨意，他就有一个计划。
According to his will, he has a plan.
我们的神做事是很有计划的。
And our God works with a plan.
你知道我们做事有的时候是碰巧的。
And oftentimes we do things just as it comes.
我们也没有思想。
And we have not given a thought.
我们也没有计划。
No plan.
就是一碰我们就这样做。
And when things happen, this is how I do it.
但是我们的神从来不是这样。
But our God does not do it this way.
他立了旨意之后。
After he established his will.
他就设计一个计划。
And he has his plan.
这个就是 counsel.他有他那个计划。
And he has his counsel.
这个也是就是第十章里实际里头所说的安排。
And this is also the administration mentioned in verse 10.
我们知道这个安排这两个字
We know that this word administration or arrangement.
在英文里头，有不同各种不同的方法。
And in English, there are several different translations.
有的时候翻 administration 行政。
And sometimes it's translated as administration.
有的时候翻 dispensation.
And sometimes dispensation.
就是时代。
And that is, has to do with time.
有的时候翻 economy.
And sometimes economy.
就是经济。
And that is.Economy.
那个意思就是说，我们中文也不错，安排就是安排。
And in Chinese it says arrangement. It is just arrangement.
神对他的旨意有一定的安排的。
And God has His own arrangement regarding His will.
而这个安排啊，就有时代的不同了。
And this arrangement is different at different times.
许多时候我们在那里读圣经。
And oftentimes when we read the Bible,
我们觉得好像神做事有的时候前后不大符合。
And we sometimes feel that the God does things different ways at different times.
好像他在律法的时代，他是这样做。
As if he was doing something one way in the time of the law.
他在应许的时代又是一种做法。
And in the age of promise, he would do it differently.
他在恩典的时代，他又换了一个方法。
And in the time of grace, he does it differently.
所以我们读圣经的时候啊，觉得很为难。
So sometimes it seems difficult for us when we read the Bible.
好像我们的神做事啊，好像不大有秩序。
And we thought our God, when He does things, it doesn't seem to have an order.
这个因为我们不知道他的计划。
And this is because we do not know His counsel.
神是定了旨意。
And God has destined His will.
就一步一步的照着他所安排的来进行。
And God will do according to His counsel, one step at a time.
他在亚当的时候这样做。
And at the time of Adam, He did it this way.
他在挪亚的时候又那么做。
And at the time of Noah, He did it another way.
他在亚伯拉罕的时候又那么做。
At the time of Abraham, He did it another way.
他在摩西的时候又那么做。
And at the time of Moses, He did it even other way.
他在大卫的时候又那么做。
And He did it one way at the time of David.
他等到日子满足的时候，基督来到的时候又那么做。
And in the fullness of time, when Christ came, He did it even the other way.
等到主第二次再来的时候，他又那么做。
And when our Lord returned, He will do it another way.
他有一定的计划。
And He has His own counsel.
他有一定的安排。
He has His own arrangement.
所以我们还得明白他怎样安排他的旨意来成就。
And we have to understand how He made the arrangements to accomplish His will.
那么第三。
The third.
他不但有安排。
Not only He has the counsel.
并且他有作为。
And He has His way.
他的这个 work.
He has His work.
他就把他的旨意根据他的安排。
Then he works his will out according to his counsel.
有的时候我们有一个旨意。
And sometimes we have a will.
但是我们没有计划。
But we don't have a plan. We don't have a counsel.
如果这样的话，这个旨意也不能成就。
If that's the way, then the will cannot be accomplished.
有的时候我们有旨意，也有安排。
And sometimes we have the will and counsel.
但是我们不去做。
But we don't do it.
或者我们没有这个力量去做。
Or we have no strength to do it.
那么这个事情也不会成功。
And that cannot be accomplished either.
但是我们的神，他不但有旨意，有计划，他也有他的动作。
But our God, not only He has His will, His counsel, but also He has His work.
你记得主耶稣曾说过一句话。
You remember our Lord Jesus said.
他说我父做事，直到如今我也做事。
He said, My Father works hitherto, and I work too.
我们的神是一位工作的神。
And our God is a working God.
你不要以为说好像神在那里睡觉。
And do not think that our God is sleeping.
你知道有的人认为说神创造了天地之后啊，他就开始睡觉了。
And some would think that after God created heaven and earth, he falls asleep.
什么都不管了。
That he doesn't care for anything.
你就让他自然而然去千变万化。
And he lets things evolve by itself.
但是不是。
No.
我们的神是一位工作的神。
Our God is a working God.
他一直在那里工作。
He keeps working.
虽然他创造的工作已经完毕了。
Although his work of creation was accomplished.
但是他还有工作要做。
But he still has work to do.
他要把他永远的旨意来完成。
He wants to accomplish his eternal purpose.
他那永远的旨意在创造里面还没有完成。
His eternal purpose was not accomplished in creation.
他创造天地不过是他旨意的一个开始。
When he created heaven and earth, that was only the beginning of his will. He keeps working until his own will is accomplished. We thank and praise God. Our God is mighty. And he can do all things. So we can believe that our God, he wants to work out his will according to his counsel.
实在说来,
In fact, the accomplishment of his will is not depending on us.
虽然他也要用我们,
Although he uses us, but he does not depend on us.
如果靠着我们的话,
If he depends on us, then his will cannot be accomplished. Then we have assurance that his eternal purpose will be accomplished. And this is the faith, the strong faith in us. And fourth, it is the realization. When his eternal purpose is accomplished, then his glory will be praised.
我讲了半天，我还没有告诉弟兄姊妹，神那永远的旨意是什么。Now
after all, I am yet to tell you what is the eternal purpose of God.
那么神那永远的旨意究竟是什么呢？
What is that eternal purpose of God?
在以弗所第一章，
In the first chapter of Ephesians,
我们看一看第9节和第10节。
Let's see verses 9 and 10.
造都是造作他。 在他自己里面所预定的美意,
Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself,
要照所安排的, 在日期满足的时候, 是天上地上一切所有的, 都在基督里面同归于一。
For the administration of the fullness of time to head up all things in Christ, in the Christ, the things in the heavens and the things upon the earth. And here it tells us, in the good pleasure, is the mystery of his will.
是照着所安排的,
It's according to the administration.
到有一天日子满足了,
at the fullness of time.
把天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
To head up all things in heaven and on earth in Christ.
我们中文里头啊，就翻同归于一。
And in Chinese, the translation is to sum up to one.
在英文的圣经里头，你看见有不同的翻法。
And in English Bible, there are different translations.
因为在原文里头可以说都包括这些的意义。
In the original language, all these translations, the meanings are included.
有的说，叫天上地上一切所有的都提纲挈领在基督里面， head up all things in Christ.
And some translation says, to head up all things in Christ.
好像所有的东西都归于原始基督。
As everything will be pulled up together and headed up in Christ.
也有的翻译里头就说是天上地下一切所有的都聚集在基督里面， gather together.
And some other translation says, to gather together all the things in heaven and on earth in Christ.
也有的翻译里头说，把天上地下一切所有的都总结，sum up，总结在基督的里面。
And some translation says to sum up all things in heaven and earth in Christ.
所以你就看见说有这个各方面的那个意义在哪。
So we see that in the original language there are these different meanings there.
神那永远的旨意是什么呢？
What is that eternal purpose of God?
就是要把所有的一切都在基督里面归于。
And it is to sum up, to head up, to gather up all things in Christ. To make Christ the head of all things. So that Christ can be all in all.
我们的神他爱他的儿子,
our God loved his son. Because he loved his son. And he wants to give all things to his son. He wants all things to magnify the glory of his son. And he wants his son to be the head of all things. And he wants his son to fill all things. And this is the eternal will of God. And this is the good pleasure of God. And how about us? And he wants to give us to his own beloved son. As the bride for his son. As the helper for his son. So brothers and sisters,
神那永远的旨意,
the eternal purpose of God is to have his son having the first place in all things. And also that his son is to be in the, to have the first place in each one of us.
有一个解经的人叫Godet,
and there is a Bible scholar, Godet.
他说这一句的话,
he said this verse,
就是天上地下一切所有的, 都在基督里同归于,
it is to head up all things in heaven and on earth in Christ.
他说这一句话, 有三个意义,
he says there are three meanings to this word.
第一个意义就是更新的意思,
the first is to renew.
更新,
to renew.
要更新的话,
in order to renew,
就表明说已经, 有事情发生了,
it says that something is already wrong.
本来神创造天地万物的时候,
when God created heaven and earth,
都是为着他的儿子创造,
all things are created for his son.
当神创造万有的时候,
when God created all,
又不及告诉我们说,
the book of Job tells us,
众星都在那里唱歌,
all stars were singing,
天使都在那里赞美,
the angels praised,
因为一切都是为着神的儿子,
for all things are for the Son of God.
他是一起的元首,
and he is the head of all things.
全宇宙都是在他里面是合一的,
the whole universe is one in him.
都是为着他的,
all for him.
但是我们知道在历史的上面,
but we know that in history,
不但是人类的历史,
not only the human history,
就在人类之前的历史,
but even the history before human beings,
我们看见在宇宙中有背叛的事,
we see that there is rebellion in the universe.
在前一个世界,
and in the previous world,
神所创造的,
in the creation of God,
最高的就是天使,
the highest was the angel.
但是在天使中有背叛的事发生,
but among the angels there were rebellion.
一个天使长就是 Lucifer,
one archangel Lucifer,
他的明亮早晨之子,
and he was the son of the morning star.
他心里骄傲,
and he had pride in him,
因为神给他许多的恩赐,
because God gave him much gifts.
神分配他许多的美丽,
and God adorned him with beauty.
神给他许多治理的权柄,
and God gave him power to rule all things.
很可能,
very possibly,
这一个天使长是天使长中最高的一个,
this archangel was the highest among all the angels.
可以说他就在神之下,
and as he was just under God.
但是这个天使长他心中骄傲,
but this archangel was proud.
他要抢夺神儿子的地位,
and he wanted to grasp the position of Son of God.
他不甘心做一个被造的天使,
he was not willing to be a created angel.
他要与神同等,
and he wanted to be equal with God.
只有神的爱子是与神同等,
only the beloved Son of God can be equal with God.
他要抢夺神儿子的地位,
so he wanted to grab that position.
他在那里要做中心,
and he wanted to be the center of all things.
而不是神儿子做中心,
and he did not want to see the Son of God to be the center. Our God was a jealous God. So God punished this archangel. And this archangel was Satan today. God did not create Satan. Satan means to oppose. God did not create Satan. God created a beautiful archangel. Full of gifts. And an archangel full of position and power. But this archangel turned himself into Satan.
所以结果我们看见这个宇宙的中间起了一个极大的变化。So
we saw there is a great change in the universe.
宇宙就分化了。And
the universe is integrated.
不是在基督里归于你了。It
was not summed up in Christ.
就变成这个没有目的了。It
became purposeless.
但是神没有放弃。But
God did not give up.
所以我们读创世纪的时候。So
when we read Genesis,
我们看见神的灵运行在水面上。
We saw the Spirit of God hovers on water. And he started to do the work of recovery. In the sixth day, he created man. You know that the man created by God was the masterpiece of him. Why? Because God has his will when he created man. And he created us according to his own likeness.
Image.
And even when he created angels, he did not create angels according to his image. Why he created us according to his own image? Because he wants us to be united with him. Angels could only worship him. Can only serve him. But could not unite with him.
现在呢,
but now, God created man. And man can be one with God in life. Not only so. But we also see. And God gave man power. He gave man the authority to rule of things in the heaven and the earth and under the earth. And God told Adam. And you have to overcome all things.
Subdue
all things. You have to subdue all things.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为神要用人把万有都带到基督的脚下。Because
God wants to use man to bring, to sum up all things under the foot of Christ.
人不但是基督的配偶,
man is not only the bride of Christ. And this is the union in life. God wants man to be the helper of Christ. To bring up all things under the foot of Christ. So we see the rebellion of Satan. Not only he did not hinder the eternal purpose of God, but God went one step ahead to accomplish his will. But too bad the man sinned.
人因为犯罪的缘故,
but because man sinned, man had interrupted the eternal purpose of God. Not only men are not worthy to be the bride of Christ, that we could not eat of the fruit of the tree of life.
并且我们看见,我们不但不能征服万有,我们是被征服了。
Not only we could not subdue all things, we ourselves were subdued.
但是神没有放弃。
But God did not give up.
虽然我们人失败了,
although we men failed,
亚当失败了,
Adam failed,
在亚当里的人都失败了,
and all the men in Adam failed.
但是等到日期满足的时候,
but in the fullness of time,
神就兴起第二个人来,
God raised up the second man.
这个人就是耶稣基督。
And this man is Jesus Christ.
道成了肉身,
Word becoming flesh.
住在人的中间,
a tabernacle among men.
充满忙有恩典有正义,
full of grace and truth.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们看见在亚当里众人都死了,
we see that in Adam all have died.
但是在基督里,
but in Christ we become all alike.
在亚当里头, 神的计划受了,
in Adam, the plan of God was interrupted.
但是在基督的里面, 这个计划完全完成了,
but in Christ, this whole counsel is realized.
所以, 这个, 同归于, 第一个意思就是更新的意思。
So to head of all things in Christ, the first meaning is to renew.
好像说万有啊, 都成就了,
as all things now became old.
都不在虚空败坏之下,
they were subdued under void and corruption.
所有的万有都是分化了,
all things were disintegrated.
没有目的了,
no purpose.
也没有联系了,
there was no connection.
但是今天在基督的里面,
but today in Christ,
主在十字架的上面,
on the cross our Lord,
在哥罗西, 告诉我们说,
the book of Colossians tells us,
在第一章里头,
first chapter,
告诉我们说, 因着主耶稣的宝血,
that by the blood of our Jesus,
他把天上地下所有的东西都与神,
he has reconciled all things in heaven and on earth to be reconciled to God. And through his broken body on the cross, that he has brought all of us before God, so that we can be reconciled to God. According to the meaning in the original language, and to what extent,
这个和好是一直到那个丰盛的丰满的里面,
the reconciliation is to the fullness, the abundance of God.
那就是恢复到神那永远的神,
that is to recover to the original purpose of God.
这个就是更新的意思,
and this is the meaning of renewal.
这个是第一个意思,
this is the first point.
第二个意思也是相反的,
the second meaning is quite similar. And Brother Godette put it this way.
他说就是把所有的东西啊都把它收拾起来,
he said it's to collect all things together.
你知道所有的东西啊都是分化了,
you know that all these things were disintegrated,
不走过的路了,
they went their own way.
好像我们人啊, 都是各行几路,
and as all of us will went our own way.
现在呢, 神在基督里啊, 把我们这些都收拾起来,
but God has now gathered us together in Christ.
把我们收拾起来, 归在基督的底下,
he gathered us together under Christ.
这是第二个意思,
and this is the second point.
第三个意思呢,
the third point,
就是把天上地下一切所有的都包裹在基督的里面,
is to have all things in heaven and on earth to be included in Christ.
这一个,
and this inclusion,
这一个字啊, 这个所谓的summit, 那个这个总结, 这个包含啊,
and this word to sum up,
在罗马第十三章也用过一次,
and this word was used in Romans chapter 13.
在罗马第十三章,
Romans chapter 13,
罗马第十三章第九节,
Romans chapter 13 verse 9.
这里保罗是讲到我们什么事情都不可以亏欠人,
and here Paul says that we should not offend anybody in everything, in anything.
我们唯有彼此相爱, 要常以为亏欠,
verse 8, owe no one anything unless to love one another.
因为爱人就完全了律法,
for he that loves another has fulfilled the law.
像啊,不可奸淫,不可杀人,不可偷盗,不可贪累, 国有必的罪名都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
For thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lust, and if there be any other commandment, it is summed up in this word, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as yourself.
爱是不加害于人的, 所以爱就完全了律法。
Love works no ill to its neighbors, and therefore love is the whole law.
所以我们看见诫命啊，最少有十条诫命。
We know that there are at least 10 commandments.
如果读旧约的话，我们看见还有许许多多律典章这些东西。
If we read the Old Testament, we see there are other statutes and the ordinances.
但是无论有多少的诫命，多少的律典章。
But no matter how many commandments, statutes and ordinances.
这些都包裹，总结在一句话里头。
And all are summed up in one word.
那就是爱。
That is love.
因为如果有了爱，这些自然而然就完成了。
Because if there is love, then all these things will be accomplished.
爱是这一切诫命的根据。
Love is the basis of all these commandments.
爱也是这一切诫命的成全。
And love also is the accomplishment, perfection of all these other commandments.
换句话说，你不必在那里，好像挂虑说，杀人不杀人呢。
And in another word, is you do not have to worry whether you should kill or not.
你只要有爱就行了。
As long as you have love, then it is accomplished.
你有爱，你不会杀人。
If you have love, you will not kill.
因为都包裹在里头。Because
all is summed up in love.
所以当人来试探这个律法师来试探主的时候。So
when the lawyers came to test the Lord.
主也是这样告诉他。Our
Lord told them so.
他说律法中最大的。He
says the first among the commandments.
要尽心尽力尽意爱主你的神。To
love God, to love the Lord your God. And with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. The next is to love your neighbor as yourself. Because this is to sum up all the laws and the prophets. And this word, summing up, is the same word as being used in Ephesians chapter 1.
所以我们看见说，所有的一切。
So we see that all things are summed up in Christ. The Christ is the basis of all things. And Christ is the explanation of all things, interpretation of all things. And Christ is the summing up of all things. In another word, Christ is all and is in all.
那如果你能看见基督的话,
if you can see Christ,
其他都不成问题,
and all things are no question.
所以神那永远的旨意,
so the eternal purpose of God,
就是包括这三方面的意思。
It has these three aspects of meaning.
当然我们如果看哥罗西书的话,
and of course, if we see the book of Colossians,
我们没有，我们还有时间。好，我们看哥罗西书。Let's
turn to Colossians.
哥罗西第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
我们已经说过。
We have already said that simply put, the eternal purpose of God is His Son. So in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, and all through verse
19,
and it tells us that the beloved Son of God, who is He?
这里说神的旨意要他在万般凡事上去守卫。
And here it says that the purpose of God is to have Jesus Christ to have the first place in all things.
他要在每一件事情上。
In all things.
他要去守卫。
That he has to have the first place.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道这个守卫的意思是什么。
And I know that I think the brother and sister you all understand this.
这个守卫啊,
oh, the first place.
不是说他第一我第二。
The first place is not to say that he is the first place, I am the second.
不是。
It's not so.
守卫的意思说,他是第一,也是第二,也是第三,也是最幕后。
The first place is that he is the one, the two, the three, and toward the last.
守卫的意思就是说,他是一切。
And the first place means that he is all.
这一个是神为他儿子所定规的。
And this is the purpose of God for his son.
所以神就把他本性的所有的丰富都居住在基督里面。
So God put the whole riches of his deity in Christ.
这个神的这个 fullness of God.
The fullness of God.
神把他自己一切的丰满呢都放在他儿子里面。
So he has put all his fullness in his son.
我们也可以这样。
And we can put it the other way.
因为神把他自己所有的丰满都藏在他儿子的里面。
Because God put all his fullness in his son.
所以在他儿子之外就没有东西。
So outside of his son, there's nothing else.
一切都是在他儿子里面。
All the fullness is in his son.
那么他的儿子是怎样的一位呢？
And who is his son?
在这里给我们看见几方面。
And here we see several aspects.
他与神的关系，与父的关系。
The relationship between the son and his father.
他这里说，爱子是那不能看见之神的像。
Here it says,The beloved son is the image of the invisible God.
我们的神是不能看见的。
Our God is not visible.
因为他是灵。
Because he is a spirit.
所以看不见。
So we cannot see him.
我记得在早年的时候。
So in earlier years.
当这个俄国的这个 cosmonaut.
Or when the cosmonauts of Russia.
他们跑到太空里头去了。
When they were injected into the space.
他们回来。
And on their way, when it came back,
他说没有神。
And they said there was no God.
因为我们在太空里看来看去，没有看见有神。
Because I see around in space, I cannot see God.
不要说在太空不能看见神，在地上也看不见神喽。
But not only they cannot see God in space, they cannot see God on earth.
因为神虽然是无所不在的，他是不能看见的。
Because even our God is only present, that we cannot see him.
神在这里。
God is here.
但是我们看不见他。
But we cannot see him.
我们因为看不见他，不认识他。
And because he is not visible, so we cannot know him. We do not know him.
不知道他是怎样的一位神。
And we do not know what kind of God he is.
所以人就根据他的幻象啊，就想神应当是这个样子，神应当是那个样子。
So men try to understand God in their own imagination.
好像这个瞎子啊，摸象一样的。
As a blind person trying to touch the elephant.
有的人 touch 他的这个 trunk， 这个脚啊。
But then some would touch their trunk.
他说形象就是这样的。
He said this is elephant.
如果 touch 他的鼻子的话。
And some would touch the nose.
说像就是那个样子。
That the elephant looks like a nose.
其实都不像。
But none of this is like an elephant.
是不像。
And four different kinds of not liking the elephant.
所以人都在那里吹吹。
So people guess.
但是感谢。
But we thank God.
爱子是谁呢？
Who is the beloved?
是那不能看见之神的像。
The beloved is the image of the invisible God.
这个像啊，这个 image.
The image.
在原文里头不是指说外面的形状。
In the original language, it doesn't mean the likeness outside.
乃是指说里面的性格。
It speaks about the character, the nature inside.
所以当我们的主来到地上的时候。
So when our Lord came to the earth.
他穿上了人的样式。
He put on the likeness of man.
但是呢，他把那不能看见之神的性格写出来。
But he revealed the character of the invisible God.
他说人看见我就看见了父。
And he said when men see me they see father.
因为我们从他身上看见我们的神，哎呀，是一位爱的神。
So when we see our God in the image of in Christ, we see our God is such a loving God.
我们看见我们的神是那位圣洁的神。
We see our God to be such a holy God.
他是那位公义的神。
And such a righteous God.
他是那位良善的神。
That he is a God of goodness.
今天我们所以能认识神，都是因为认识他的儿子。
Today we can know God is because we know His Son.
因为神的儿子把神宣扬出来。
Because the Son of God reveals, expresses God Himself.
这一个是他与神的关系。
This is the relationship between Christ Jesus and His Father.
除了他之外，没有第二个能有这样的。
Besides him, there's no other that can express God.
他是神的独生子。
He is the only begotten Son of God.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
如果今天我们要认识神的话。
If today we want to know God.
我们一定要认识这位爱子。
We have to know this beloved Son.
在爱子的身上，我们看见了。
On this beloved Son, we see God.
所以主在他的门徒说。
So our Lord told his disciples.
当腓力在那里说。
When Philip was asking,
主啊，你把神给我们看一看，我们就满足了。
The Lord, show us God, and then so that we can be satisfied.
主怎么说？
And our Lord said,
他说, 菲利, 我与你这么久,
He said, Philip, I have been with you for such a long time.
你还没有看见父吗?
And you did not see the Father.
你看见我就是看见了。
When you see me, you see the Father.
这个是主与父的关系。
And this is the relationship between our Lord and His Father.
然后我们看见主与创造的关系。
And then we see the relationship between our Lord and the creation.
这里说他是首生的。
Here it says that He was the firstborn.
在一切被造的一些。
And it's before all the creation.
在这里我盼望弟兄姊妹要注意。
And here I like a brother and sister to pay attention.
这里的首生,
this firstborn,
不是指说他是第一个被造的。
Does not mean that he is the first created.
因为今天有这样的异端。
Because there was such heresy now.
说我们的主是第一个被造的。
Saying that our Lord is the first created.
就是根据这一句的话。
According to this particular verse.
你知道这一个解说是不通的。
You know that this interpretation does not work.
因为立刻在底下说。
Because immediately following this,
这一切被造的以先,
it says before all creation.
如果这一切被造的以先, 它就不是被造的。
If he is before all creation, he is not created.
这个是很清楚的事。
And this is very clear.
我们的主是自由拥有的。
Our Lord is, he is.
那为什么说他是首生的呢?
And why we say that he, here it says that he is firstborn.
他与创造的关系
Then, in the relationship between him and creation, he was the firstborn.
首生在原文的里面有两个不同的意思。
The word firstborn has two different meanings in the original language.
一个就是这个时间的先后。
The first in terms of the order in time.
还有一个是地位的先后。
The second is in terms of the order of position.
比方说嘛,
For example,
以撒生两个儿子,
Isaac gave birth to two sons.
按说生下来时间的先后,
According to the order of time when these two sons were born,
以扫那是长子,
Esau should be the firstborn.
雅各是第二生下来,
And Jacob should be the second.
但是我们看见
So we see,
过了一个时间,
after a little while,
我们看见在地位上就改变了。
We know that there is an exchange of position.
雅各得过长子的名分。
Jacob was given the sonship.
他也得过长子的福分。
He also was blessed as the firstborn.
以扫失去了长子的名分。
Esau has lost the sonship and also the blessing of the firstborn.
所以前面也是执着。时间的先后。
So the first order was according to time.
后面是指说地位的上下。
The second order is according to the position.
比方说在出埃及第四章。
For example, in the fourth chapter of Exodus.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
神差遣摩西去对法老说。
God sent Moses to speak to Pharaoh.
他说以色列是我的长子。
He said, hey, Israel is my firstborn.
但是我们知道，就是国家来讲的话。
But we know that according to the nation.
以色列那个时候还没有成为国度了。
Israel at that time was not even a nation.
埃及是个古国。
Egypt was an ancient kingdom.
所以就说国际前后来说。
So according to the time, according to which nation existed early.
当然埃及恐怕是长子了。
The Egypt should be the firstborn.
那我们中国人说不，我们中国才是长子。
And of course, we Chinese will say only China was the firstborn.
因为我们这个国度已经有五千多年的历史。
Because we had a history of 5,000 years.
但是呢，主神怎么说呢
？But what did God say?
神说埃及是我的长子，以色列是我的长子。
God says Israel is my firstborn.
这一个是地位的上下。
And this is the order of position.
因为这一个字在原文里头。
Because this word firstborn in the original language can have this general usage or a very specific usage.
这个,
and what does special usage mean?
两个意思,
two meanings.
一个意思就是
The first meaning is priority. The second meaning is sovereignty.
所以,
so what's the meaning of firstborn? The firstborn says that he has the priority. That in nature, in character, he has the priority. And he has sovereignty. And this is the meaning of firstborn. Another example. In Psalm 89, verse 27. God said, David is my firstborn. And he is above all kings.
那就着皇帝来讲，王来讲的话。Now
according to kings,
就是在以色列国，扫罗也在大卫之前做王了。Even
in the nation of Israel, Saul was before David.
并且以色列还没有王之前呢，这个立国都已经有王了。And
even before the creation, because even before Israel had its king, all the other nations had their king.
但是神说，大卫是我的。But
God said that David is my firstborn. He is above all other kings. So here it tells us this matter of priority and sovereignty.
Now
in terms of creation, our Lord has priority and he has sovereignty. Why? Then you see his explanation. Because all things were created in him.
是他造的,
it's through him.
也是为着他造的,
and for him. All things were created in him.
这一个，我们中文圣经呢，就没有办法翻译了。Now
here, it has some difficulty in our Chinese translation. So in verse 16 it says,
说万有都是靠他造的。
Chinese translation says, all things were created by him.
但是这个在原文里头不是靠，是在他里面。
But in the original language it says, it's not by him, but in him.
到了下面。
The next verse.
还是16节。
Still verse 16.
一开都是借着他造的。
All things were created through him.
这个就是 by him.
By him.
是他造的。
Let's by him.
那么后面说就是为他造的。
And finally, still in verse 16, it says created for him.
所以我们在这里看见说万有啊。
Here we see that all things,
无论是天上地上的,
and no matter whether it's in heavens or on earth,
看见也不能看见,
visible or invisible,
有位的主治的执政的掌权的,
the things that have the priority in principalities and authorities,
都是在他里面找的,
they were all created in him.
这什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
如果你盖房子的话,
if you build a house,
就是说他就是那个 architect.
It says that he is the architect.
他在他里面呢，他有一个计划出来。In
him, there is a blueprint.
因为他是一个很有美术的人。Because
he has a sense of beauty.
所以他所设计的，那将来那个房子一定是很美丽的。So
the house that he will build in the future is going to be a beautiful one.
那么你就看见说，神在那里要造万有的时候。
So we see when God is creating all things,
所以在哪里设计呢?
Who was the designer?
就是他的爱在哪里设计?
The designer was his beloved son.
他根据他自己的性格来设计。
He designed the whole thing according to his own character.
所以万有都彰显他的荣耀。
So all things display his glory.
他不但是那个设计者,
so not only he is the designer,
他也是实际在哪里建造的。
He is also the real builder.
他在哪里建造一切?
He builds all things.
他不但建造一切,
he not only builds all things, but all things belong to him. And he is the one who inherits all things.
弟兄姊妹,
so here you see how glorious is our Lord. And he is truly having the first place in all things.
那么第三,
the third
time.
His relationship with the new creation.
新造就是指着我们说的。The
new creation refers to us.
这里告诉我们说, 他也是教会全体之首。
And here it says that he is the head of the body, the assembly.
这个教会啊, 是他的身体。
The church is his body.
他是教会全体的首。
And he is the head of all church.
这一个我们以后还要讲。
And this we will come back later.
他是原始。
He is the beginning.
这一个原始是指做新造的原始。
And this beginning refers to the beginning of new creation.
因为他所把新造带进来。
Because he brings in the new creation.
他从死里首先复生的。
He was the first to be resurrected among the dead.
有人说在旧约里头也有人复活。
And some says in Old Testament time there were people who were resurrected.
在新约里头也有人复活。
And there are...
The conclusion of this ministry is on SK 6200.